Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates road to making the country self-reliant lies only through buying Swadeshi. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister urges people to celebrate upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products and make vocal for local their mantra. Home Minister Amit Shah says government started working on dialogue, security and coordination resulting in 70% decline in deaths of security personnel in Northeast. Tamil Nadu government forms one-member commission to investigate stampede at a rally in Karur that claimed 40 lives. United Nations reimposes economic and military sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, the title clash between India and Pakistan underway in Dubai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reiterated road to making the country self-reliant lies only through buying Swadeshi. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister urged people to celebrate upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products and make vocal for local their mantra. He called upon people to make the resolve of buying products that are produced in the country. Mr. Modi also emphasized cleanliness during the festive season should not be limited to homes but extend to streets, neighborhoods, markets and villages. Referring to Gandhi Jayanti to be celebrated on the 2nd of October, Prime Minister Modi said Mahatma Gandhi always emphasized on the adoption of Swadeshi and Khadi was the most prominent among them. He stated that during the last 11 years, the country's attraction towards Khadi has increased significantly.
बीते 11 साल में खादी के प्रति देश के लोगों का आकर्षण बहुत बढ़ गया है। पिछले कुछ वर्षों में खादी की बिक्री में बहुत तेजी देखी गई है। मैं आप सभी से आग्रह करता हूं कि 2 अक्टूबर को कोई न कोई खादी प्रोडक्ट जरूर खरीदें। गर्व से कहें ये स्वदेशी है। इसे सोशल मीडिया पर #vocalforlocal के साथ शेयर भी करें।
Prime Minister noted that the daughters of the country are making a mark in every field from business to sports and education to science. Mr. Modi highlighted the feat of 2 brave officers of the Indian Navy who stayed at sea for 8 months during the Navika Sagar Parikrama. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister spoke to Lieutenant Commander Dina and Lieutenant Commander Rupa. They recounted their experience, saying it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
In this expedition, we traveled about 47,500 kilometers. We set out from Goa on 2nd of October last year and returned on 29th of May this year. It took us 238 days to complete the journey, and during this period, only the 2 of us were on this boat. We trained for 3 years for this expedition. The most memorable moment of the voyage was when we hoisted the Indian national flag at Point Nemo, the most remote location in the world. The nearest human to that place is actually in the International Space Station. This is a matter of great pride for us.
Mr. Modi remarked that this 126th episode of Mann Ki Baat holds special significance as today is the birth anniversary of freedom fighter Bhagat Singh and singer Lata Mangeshkar. Prime Minister Modi also paid tributes to philosopher S.L. Bhairappa, who passed away a few days ago. He said his works will continue to guide the thinking of the younger generation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said today that the northeastern Jammu and Kashmir are progressing on the path of development and peace. He was speaking at the valedictory session of the national summit Naxal Mukt Bharat, ending red terror under Modi's leadership in New Delhi. Mr. Shah stated that the government has worked on 3 key pillars, dialogue, security and coordination, which led to a 70% reduction in security personnel deaths in the Northeast between 2014 and 2024 compared to the previous decade from 2004 to 2014. Civilian deaths due to violence in the region have also dropped by 85% during the same period. In Chhattisgarh, 3 Maoists, including a woman, were killed in an encounter with security forces today in the forests of Teriyarpani in Kanker district. They were carrying a total reward of 14 lakh rupees on their heads. The bodies of the slain Maoists have been recovered. Security forces seized an SLR, a 303 rifle, a 12-bore gun, and other Maoist materials from the site. Among the slain Maoists was Shravan Madhkam, alias Vishwanath, secretary of the Sitandi Nagari Area Committee, who had an 8 lakh rupees bounty on his head. The Tamil Nadu government has constituted a one-member commission of inquiry headed by former High Court Judge Justice Aruna Jagadishan to investigate the tragic stampede incident at a political rally in Karur, which claimed 40 lives and left over 80 people injured. The incident occurred yesterday during a massive gathering organized by the Tamil Alaga Vetri Karagam to welcome actor-turned-politician and party's founder Vijay. The panel began its probe this evening with Justice Jagadishan visiting the site where the incident took place. We have more from our correspondent.
Almost 24 hours have passed since the stampede event occurred. The venue of the event has been completely cordoned for the benefit of the forensic experts to examine. Heart-wrenching scenes could be seen as the dearly beloveds were crying out, seeing what had befallen them as the hospitals handed over the mortal remains of their loved ones. Security has been stepped up amidst steady stream of political leaders' visit to the hospitals. Justice Aruna Jagadishan also visited the various hospitals in which the wounded are taking treatment. Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia payment of 2 lakh rupees each to the next of the kin of the deceased from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. An amount of 50,000 rupees will be provided to each of the injured. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced the deployment of central observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar and by-elections in 8 assembly constituencies across various states. These observers will include general, police and expenditure observers. They will monitor the electoral process in each constituency, identify areas for improvement, and make actionable recommendations. World Food India 2025 concluded in New Delhi today with investment commitments exceeding 1 lakh crore rupees, marking one of the largest announcements in India's food processing sector. With a 4-day event, 26 leading domestic and international companies signed memoranda of understanding. In a statement, the Ministry of Food Processing Industries said these agreements are expected to generate direct employment for over 64,000 people and create indirect opportunities for more than 10 lakh individuals. Durga Puja, one of the biggest festivals for Bengalis, began on a colourful note with Mahashashti celebrations across various parts of the country today. The 5-day long festivity commenced with the invocation of Goddess Durga this evening. Our Kolkata correspondent reports that the entire city is gripped by Puja fever, with beautifully decorated pandals set up across every corner of the metropolis. The GST Bachat Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of this month, is benefiting all sections of society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. These reforms are providing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rates on various goods and services. We have a report.
In a major relief for households, the government has taken an important step to ease the burden on the common man by lowering the GST on childcare products. Under the next generation GST reforms, the tax rates on many essential childcare products such as feeding bottles, napkins and napkin liners for babies have been reduced from 12% to 5%. Similarly, to support early childhood health and promote better hygiene, the government has completely exempted the taxes on ultra-high temperature milk. Along with this, the GST on thermometers have also been slashed to 5% from the previously taxed 18%. This rationalization aims to improve the affordability of infant essentials, support early childhood health, and provide economic relief to young families. Talking to Akashwani News, Komal, a resident of Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh, has hailed the government's decision to reduce the GST rates and said that the reduction under the new structure will make essential child products affordable for common men.
The government's decision to reduce tax rates under the new GST structure will greatly benefit the common people. With the new GST reforms, child care products like baby diapers, napkins and milk bottles will now be available at cheaper rates.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 21st of this month has also urged the citizens to buy Swadeshi products, supporting domestic industries, small manufacturers, local artisans and MSMEs. With Drishti, Rohan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Akashwani News brings for our listeners a special series, Seva Parv. In today's episode, we take a look at how the Narendra Modi government has empowered the nation's farmers through the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi.
India has been a land of agriculture for centuries, and even today, a large part of the country's population depends on farming for their livelihood. However, the farmers who fill our granaries with grain often face numerous challenges. Understanding their struggles, Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended a helping hand by announcing the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan Scheme. While inaugurating the scheme on 24th February 2019 in Gorakhpur, Uttar Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi said,
Ab kisanon ko beej kharidne ke liye, khad kharidne ke liye, dawa kharidne ke liye, bijli ka bill bharne ke liye, kheti se judi aisi anek zaruraton ke liye, pareshan nahi hona hoga. केंद्र सरकार हर साल जो 6000 रुपए सीधे आपके बैंक खाते में ट्रांसफर करेगी.
The PM Kisan scheme is one of the largest welfare initiatives in the country. Under this scheme, farmers receive 2000 rupees every 4 months directly transferred into their bank accounts. This annual assistance of 6,000 rupees has brought significant relief to farmers, easing their burdens. Speaking on the transformative impact of the scheme, Dr. Khemchand, a scientist at the National Institute of Agricultural Economics and Policy Research, said,
90% of farmers are small and marginal, so naturally they need small amount of cash to buy seeds, some fertilizer or medicines. Their requirements get fulfilled and they do not need to borrow money from anyone.
So far, under the PM Kisan scheme, over 3,90,000 crore rupees has been directly transferred to farmers' accounts in 21 installments.
हम काश्तकारों को बहुत बढ़िया फायदा मिल रहा है जैसे समय पर हम दवाई लाएंगे समय के ऊपर हम निराई गुड़ाई का जो पैसा खर्च होगा वो मिलेगा हमको और जो भी फर्टिलाइजर लाएंगे उससे हमारे को बहुत बेनिफिट मिलेगा और माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने जो ये हमारे को सम्मान के रूप में दिया उसके लिए हम उनको बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद देना चाहेंगे.
The PM Kisan scheme is like a cloud that showers rain on the lives of the farmers. It helps them reap golden harvests, feeding the nation with their hard work.
The United Nations has reimposed economic and military sanctions on Iran 10 years after they were lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal. The UK, France and Germany triggered the deal's snapback mechanism, citing Iran's continued nuclear escalation and lack of cooperation. The move follows Iran's suspensions of inspections after Israeli and US airstrike on its nuclear and military sites in June. And in cricket, put into bat, Pakistan were 126 for the loss of 4 wickets in 14.4 overs against India in the title clash of the T20 Asia Cup at the Dubai International Stadium. Warren Chakravarty provided India the breakthrough, dismissing Shahibzada Farhan for 57 to end his 84 runs opening stand with Fakhar Zama. India won the toss and opted to field first against Pakistan. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates, road to making the country self-reliant lies only through buying Swadeshi. And his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister urges people to celebrate upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products and make vocal for local their mantra. Home Minister Amit Shah says, government started working on dialogue, security and coordination, resulting in 70% decline in deaths of security personnel in Northeast. Tamil Nadu government forms one-member commission to investigate stampede at a rally in Karur that claimed 40 lives. United Nations reimposes economic and military sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, the title clash between India and Pakistan underway in Dubai. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.